Family. Y'all, how are you doing? What is going on? How's life? How's your heart? Let's do a temperature check. I am Real Talk Kim, and I am so excited that I get to be back with you today. Y'all, doing this podcast is probably one of my favorite things on the planet to do, just simply because I get to, like, talk. And really, in reality, this is how I've always kept my heart good, because I believe that when we're walking through things, we need to get it out. You got to talk it out. You need to get it out. I'm a talker. My staff knows this. My family knows this. I need to talk it out. Like, I'll talk it out and then I'll never bring it up again. But I am the queen of getting things out of my spirit so that I'm not hoarding them inside and resentment being built inside. I'm getting jaded. I'm getting angry. I don't even let that happen. I am such a pro now at 50 years old at discussing things that are bothering me. Communication kills assumption. And today, I really feel like I want to talk about how to forgive without an apology. How to forgive without an apology and why. Why it's so important. Y'all all know, some of you may not know. Let me just introduce myself. I am Real Talk Kim. My name is Kim Jones. I am a pastor. I pastor Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215, across from Whitewater High School. And I'm also starting a second campus downtown. October 23rd will be our first service. It's going to be incredible down at West End. All the details are on my website, realtalkkim.com. Also on my church website, limitlesschurch.live. We live stream every Sunday, so you can watch us live 10 and 11:30 on all of my social platforms. But really, you can watch every Sunday for sure at limitlesschurch.live. If you just want to put a reminder on your phone to tune in 10 and 11:30, I have a whole e-church where you can even be a part of our church and serve in our church and never even walk in our church. Like, I've made it convenient for you to have community. And so, also, I have an RTK Inner Circle, which is my mentorship program. It is $20 a month. 60 cent a day, because if you don't invest in yourself, you won't take it seriously. And I don't need you wasting my time by just not using all the tools that I give you to get your tail unstuck. So I put a lot of effort into spending time and getting a material together and hearing the voice of God from my RTK Inner Circle. And so you can join that as well by going to realtalkkim.com. And you'll see the RTK Inner Circle link right there. I also have an app for your phone. That's right. You can go to Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and download my free app that you can put on your phone. And every day, I send you out notifications straight to your phone of just encouragement. Also, all of my socials are getting updated. A new look. My podcast, my YouTube channel, my app is getting more sassy and user friendly. My website, my realtalkkim.com website. So y'all all get connected to Real Talk Kim, me, today. Let's get into it, y'all. Let's talk about how to forgive without an apology. And you can go ahead and share this with somebody you know that's probably harboring unforgiveness. I think we all do it. I think we're all human. Things that break our heart are hard to let go of. And really, it's the people that we thought would never do it that do it. I was always taught by my mom, girl, it's the people you think that won't never hurt you are the ones that will. It's the ones that tell you I got your back that don't really have your back. And when you get to a place where you can take it not personal and realize that rejection, abandonment, anger, bitterness, betrayal, all that, it ain't personal. It's spiritual. God is releasing people from your life when they need to go. You know, as cliche, really, as it sounds, forgiveness is about you. Yeah, forgiveness is about you. it is not about them. Forgiveness is about you, not the person who wronged you. However, that sometimes means learning how to forgive without an apology. So forgiveness isn't about you. Write this in your journals or your RTK journals. Forgiveness is about you. Forgiveness is about you, not the person who wronged you. That was the greatest gift I ever gave myself. I am quick to forgive. In fact, Sunday, sitting in my office, my son Morgan said to me, "I feel like you forgive too easily." And I said, "What? How do I forgive too easily?" He said, "I just feel like you do. I feel like it's easy for you to forgive." And basically what he was saying, is, "Mom, how do you do it? Like, I feel like when they hurt you, they deserve for you to be mad at them." But that's not the way I roll, because I realize that forgiveness is not about them. It's for me. And sometimes that means forgiving without an apology. Have you ever come to the confusing decision to forgive someone who isn't sorry? Have you ever come to a decision? It's really confusing almost, because you're like, why should I forgive you when you don't deserve it, right? I have people that literally I coach that are like, "I will never forgive my ex, ever. I will never, ever, ever." And I'm like, so what does that even look like? Like, your ex don't care that you aren't forgiving them. They've moved on. They could give a flying rip if you forgive them or not. They're not even thinking about you, in fact. Because anybody that has cold ice running through their veins, that doesn't care about hurting someone, that can just throw away someone, they don't care if you're hurting. If they care, they wouldn't hurt you. So you have to make that decision. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy to forgive someone who isn't sorry, right? Likely someone in your life has hurt you, and you found it difficult to admit their wrongdoing, right? Or maybe they have found it difficult. So they found it difficult. They just won't own it. You know, narcissistic people are the worst at this. And perhaps they didn't feel as if they were wrong at all. Maybe someone's walking through life and you're angry at them and they don't even know they did anything wrong, right? They never even gave it a second thought. And when this happens, man, it's hard to imagine. It's so hard to imagine continuing a peaceful and healthy communication channel with that person, right? It's easy to just shut down. That's what I do. I just shut them out. Like, I still to this day, I pastor, but I'm human. I am human, and I don't always think that I handle rejection well, because it just hurts, especially when you weren't ready for it. And I will be honest with you. I when someone, you know, sends me a text or someone tells me I'm removing myself from your life, I immediately, without a second thought, go through and block them in my phone. Not because I'm being petty, but because I know that I am so loyal that I will keep that chain of communication open, which shouldn't be open anymore because they've left your life. But every time they decide to text me, it brings up another feeling that I don't have to deal with anymore because you removed yourself from my life. So once you remove yourself from my life and exit my life, okay, there's no reason for you to ever text me again. So I immediately remove you from every part of my life. That's how I heal. That might be petty to somebody, but that's how I keep my heart from being jaded. And it works. Y'all, out of sight, out of mind. You don't, when you don't know people are discussing you, you don't hurt over it. You know, I am a single woman. I have a huge load on me that God's trusted me with. Millions of people that I help every day that I may never meet. But the enemy can send one or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or 10 people that I've allowed access to my heart that that pollute it because they're being ugly or they've decided they don't like me anymore. And every time I see their post, it can put me in my feelings and I will end up bleeding on people that didn't cut me. So it's my responsibility to do what Proverbs 4:23 says, to guard your heart because out of it flows the issues of life, right? So it's my job to heal the parts of me that maybe I didn't wound. Maybe somebody else wounded it. And the pain that I feel isn't really my fault, but the healing is my responsibility. So that's what you have to remember. There will always be frustrating times in which people don't apologize. And forgiveness is one of the best choices that you will personally make in your entire life. Forgiveness is one of the best choices, period. It's the best choice I've ever made in my life personally. I literally have a great way of forgiving. I forgive you and I release you and I bless you. That's my three priorities and I move forward. Four priorities. So how to know it's time to forgive? Here are some tips that I want to give you that these tips will not teach you to forgive with ease. That's what I'm going to say right now. I'm not saying it's easy. And likewise, you will not learn how to forgive quickly. Forgiveness is a big decision to be made and one that you'll have to do over and over. You're not just going to forgive somebody overnight. It's a daily decision. Forgiveness is a choice, not an emotion. Forgiveness is a big, the Bible says, if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. Forgiveness is a big decision to be made and one that is vital for your self-care. So here's how you know it's time to forgive when you find yourself in any of the following situations. Let's start here. This is a good place to start. You're going to know that it's time to forgive when you find yourself in any of the following situations. Because some of y'all are like, I don't know. Yo, I honest to God thought, I remember in probably, I went through a divorce in 2016, 18-year marriage, went down the tubes. I'm walking through divorce. I thought I'd forgiven. And I remember a whole year and a half afterwards, I'm laid in my bed one night. And this revival was taking place on TBN, and I'm broken, like broker than a joke. I'm crying every day, trying to get closer to God, trying to find my way back to God. I feel like I've forgiven, but this preacher was on this revival, and he was talking about, he said, there's somebody watching right now that you have a lot of unforgiveness, and God is saying to you, you need to forgive because you are blocking your blessing. And I all of a sudden felt the Holy Spirit come on me. I'm sitting in my room all by myself, and I just start weeping. Like the joints of my fingers were aching. I just felt so much pain coming up out of me. Now I'm thinking because I had been on a healing journey that I was free. I thought that because this is what the enemy will do. The enemy will make you feel like you're free because you feel better than you felt. And this is how we abort the healing process, because we think we're healed and we jump into another relationship and we just started healing. But because we felt better than we've ever felt, we thought we were healed. So that night, God just healed. God, y'all, when I tell you, that night, I went on a journey with God for about 8 hours, laying in my bed weeping, letting go of stuff I didn't even realize I was holding on to. And I felt like that night was a night of redemption for me, because I went on this walk with God and I began to forgive people that I didn't even know I was holding ill stuff against. So how do you know this? You're going to know you need to forgive if you find yourself in any of these situations. Number one, you're dwelling on the event. You're dwelling on the event. Number two, you have anxiety when thinking about it. You have anxiety when thinking about it. Number three, there's too much tension when you are around the person. There's too much tension when you are around the person. Number four, you resent the individual. You resent the individual. Number five, you want to move on with your life. You want to move on with your life. Here's another one. You are ready to mend the relationship. You are ready to mend the relationship. Here's another one. You're holding a grudge. You are holding a grudge. Here's another one. The situation is clouding your mind. The situation is clouding your mind. These scenarios are showing you that you need to forgive. So how do you forgive? How to forgive without an apology. All right. Now y'all to write these down. These are tips to help ease the tension built between you and the individual you have in mind. Okay. You're going to learn to forgive without an apology. Sometimes that forgiveness will even be unspoken. You just make up in your mind, I ain't staying here. I'm not going to be angry at you anymore. I'm not staying mad at you, right? I'm just not. So sometimes that forgiveness will be unspoken. Sometimes you're going to forgive and you're never going to tell the person you forgave them, all right? Gently bring it up. Here's number one, gently bring it up. Maybe the person who wronged you may not have meant to hurt you. They may not have meant to hurt your feelings. In fact, they may not even realize the harm they've done to you. And y'all, it's even possible that they don't understand how to apologize without causing more trouble. Yeah, it is. And the good news is that these people are some of the easiest to forgive. They really are. They didn't even know they hurt you. They didn't even know. They are the friends or family who hurt you without an intention to hurt you. And sincerely, you talking it out in a non-confrontational manner, you can get rid of that terrible sinking feeling in your stomach. So additionally, you could even strengthen the communication between the two of you. I remember one time, and this wasn't too long ago, I had someone that had been in my life a really long time. And we had had an out, and we had gotten kind of into a heated argument. And we both just kind of went our own ways. And I truly had forgiven this person. I didn't feel nothing about this person. I was fine. But God wanted me to tell this person that I was sorry. He wanted me to take a moment to ask for forgiveness from this person. And I'm the type of person that I ain't got no shame. Like, I have no pride. Like, I will tell you I'm sorry. I truly, God has done a really, really good work in my life because I used to would rather go to hell than say I'm sorry. But I was able to see this person and wrap my arms around this person and tell this person I'm truly sorry because I don't believe that I handled that situation right. And God reconciled. God healed us. And it was like there was never nothing there. It was like God did that thing, right? Because I was available. So I was able to strengthen the communication between us two, and God was able to heal and restore. Here's number two. You got to stop avoiding them. You got to stop avoiding them. You got to work on seeing them without tension. That's right. You got to try your best to not steer clear from their path as it will cause additional tension. I used to be like, y'all, I'm telling y'all, God's done such a work in my life. Cause I used to be the type that I'd be like, oh yeah, I want you to eat just out of my table. God's done such a work in my life, I'll even let you sit at my table. Like, I'm talking, this is why you can't judge me off of something 3 months ago, because God's doing such a work in my life that I'm healing so fast now, I could still hang out with you and not feel nothing at you. Never hold it up. Never hold anything against you. So you got to stop avoiding people and walking around, snuggling up to your pain. You know, you gotta stop avoiding seeing people. You gotta stop avoiding them. Work on seeing them without tension. You gotta try to stop steering clear from them, because it's absolutely making you stay walking in your unforgiveness. You got to try to continue living your day-to-day life with as little internal conflict as possible. And eventually, your mind will gain clarity. It's going to gain clarity, as will the person that hurt you. They may even gain the insight and understanding to apologize to you. Now, I said earlier that I block people in my phone even. Now, I that kind of sounds like I contradicted myself here, because I'm like, stop running from them. I truly feel like that when someone removes themselves from your life, right? They decide to leave your life, then that is your permission. You have permission to do what you got to do to heal yourself from what they've done to you. Now, if someone's hurt you and they're still in your life, you've got to stop avoiding them, because they're going to be in your life. There wasn't a clear breaking. Like, y'all just had an argument and nobody said anything, and it's still an unclear line of defining what's going to happen next. If you decide at that moment, I'm not going to steer clear of you. I'm not going to run from you. I'm not going to be self-righteous. I'm not going to be prideful. I don't know where we're headed at this moment, but there hasn't been a clear cut. So there hasn't been a clear decision of I'm leaving you. I'm leaving your life. I'm done. Thank you for what you've poured into me. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile, right? There, that is a clear communication. You already have a clear communication what's going on. This is for people that there's still something unsettled. So in order to walk in forgiveness, now even the people that I've released from my life and I've taken out of my phone Rolodex, even when I see these people in public, I don't run from them. I can hug them. I can even eat at a table with them. There's just not that, you're not in my close circle, all right? But I'm not going to run from them. I'm not going to feel any sort of way when I see you in public, all right? So what I'm saying to you is, this is all a heart posture. What I'm talking about right now is getting your heart correct with God. Here's another one. You got to move on from the pain. Here's number three. You got to move on from the pain. All right. There have been times in my life in which I found no other choice other but to forgive the person that hurt me, period. I forgave them for me. I forgave them for me. The uncomfortable feeling that was caused by the hurt they inflicted, intentional or not, was not worth the pain anymore of holding on. It's like holding on to hot coal when you can release it. In order to give myself peace, I had to let go of the original problem that caused the pain. So after forgiveness, my days became easier to live. So really, this is something you have to work hard to do. There comes a time when you have to say enough is enough and move on, period. Some of you listen to this today, you've been holding on to something for 48 years. You've been holding on to something for 60 years. You've been holding on to something for 5 years, for 2 years, for 2 weeks. It's too long. Here's number four. Thank the person for giving you strength. Yep. Thank the person for giving you strength. This is an odd piece of advice, but hear me out. When you think back to the pain you endured and realize that you're still standing, you'll see your strength. You made it. Whether you believe it or not, Everything happens for a reason or a season, period. And by exercising gratitude, even for the difficult experiences, you will find peace. So by thanking them vocally or not, you will feel a major sense of relief. And you'll find forgiveness so much easier. For real. Here's number five. Accept the apology you will never get. We've all experienced those people who truly believe they're always right and will never apologize ever. And what's going on inside the other person's head, frankly, is none of your business. You hear me? All you can do is focus on yourself and your emotional integrity. It's important to realize that you are the bigger person for being mindful and accepting the situation as it is. You cannot change people. You can only change the way you think about others. You hear me? Sometimes this means accepting an apology that you'll never get. By telling yourself that there's an apology, it can be easier to forgive and let go. Whether you believe it or not, the majority of people do feel sorry, but are too prideful to admit it. I said it. I said what I said. Whether you believe it or not, the majority of people do feel sorry, but are too prideful to admit it. And I get it. Everything I've just discussed with you is easier said than done. But to move on from resentment, anxiety, tension, and hurt, we have to forgive the people that hurt us, period. And one of the most difficult aspects of relationships is letting go of hurt feelings, period. You hear me? It is a choice. It is a choice to say, I forgive you. I forgive you. You may never ever see them to tell them. In fact, when I was walking through my forgiveness journey, y'all, I literally forgave people. I forgave people that still were talking about me. I sure did. I forgave people that were still talking about me. They were still having conversations. We all have been in situations where we have been done wrong. We desire forgiveness from a spouse, family member, friend, coworker. Sometimes the person we most need forgiveness from is ourselves. And then there are times when someone is asking for forgiveness and we have to look deeply inside ourselves to offer it. No strings attached. It's hard. Whether you are giving or receiving forgiveness, it is a powerful thing. You hear me? It is powerful. It is a strong gift from God that God has given us. I love Ephesians 4:32. It said, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. Then look at Matthew 6:14. Matthew 6:14 says, For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Then Luke 6:37 says, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Matthew 18:21-22. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times. And Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Look at Psalm 86:5. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Mark 11:25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Psalms 32:1. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Matthew 6:15. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. My last one, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Guys, listen. What they've done to you, God's already worked it out. You ain't got to cry over it again. You ain't got to be angry about it again. You ain't got to hold on to unforgiveness. You hear me? You ain't got to hold on to bitterness. You ain't got to try to figure out why they did what they did. You just got to realize, God, I'm forgiving them and I'm moving forward. And I'm going to bless those who curse me. I'm going to walk in a peace in my heart. You hear me? And I'm going to let go and let God. Today, I believe that God is helping you forgive without an apology because you deserve the peace that comes with it. You watch. When you let go of those that have wronged you, God will open the windows of heaven over your life. I know it's hard. I know it's not easy, but your blessing is attached to forgiveness. That doesn't even necessarily mean that you got to let these people back in your life. God never said just because you forgave them, they still ain't toxic. But there's some people that you need to forgive and let them back in your life. You know, I do these podcasts because I'm doing these podcasts for myself, right? We've got to pay attention to what's going on so we can move forward from the pain. All right. And then we can even thank the person for giving us strength because they made us stronger. So today, you may not let them back in your life, and that's okay, but you still got to forgive them. All right. Lord, I just thank you today for my special friends that are listening to this podcast today. Thank you for downloading this word in our hearts. God, we know that sometimes you use people like sandpaper in our lives. You use people to sand us down and work out the kinks that we have in our hearts. We grow through mistakes and we grow through betrayal and we go through pain and rejection and we learn and we heal and then we end up letting it be our testimony. So, Father, I thank you today that any person that is listening to this podcast today that has ill in their hearts, that somewhere in them right now, they can feel your power and they can release it. I thank you, God, that today is the best day of the rest of our lives, that you are answering prayers that we forgot we even prayed for. Thank you today that you're bringing the right relationships in our lives that will help push us to breakthroughs and not breakdowns. Thank you today that we are breaking generational curses off of us and we're not going to walk around behaving like our mom that was toxic or our dad that was toxic or our ex that was toxic. We're not going to live in a retaliation zone of you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you. Today, Father, we release and let go. In the name of Jesus, thank you that our best is yet to come. Thank you, Lord, for opening the horizons of blessings over our lives. Thank you, Father, that we realize that breakthrough is in our mouths, that what's in our hearts come out of our mouth, what's in our minds come out of our mouth. And Lord, we know that you said that life and death are the power of our words. So we're releasing anything that is toxic, anything that we're using on ourselves to sabotage ourselves. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but we can pick the weapon up and use it on ourselves by not releasing anger. So Lord, today we do it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, you, I love you. I believe in you. I'm praying for you. Go on and release it. Go on and be free today. Go on and give yourself permission to love you, forgive yourself, forgive everybody else, and go live your best life. I love you tons. Thank you for sharing this podcast. Thank you so much for believing in this ministry. Thank you so much to all my supporters. Thank you so much to all my partners that, gosh, so into this ministry so that I can continue to do what God's called me to do. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your prayers. I love you, RTK Inner Circle. I love you, Limitless Church Family. I love you, Limitless eChurch, and I love all my friends, my BFFs that I may never even meet, but just know I got your back, your top, your bottom, your sides, your front. I'm covering you. I love you. Don't you dare get weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You can forgive. Forgiveness was given to you by a good, good Father. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Get out of your pettiness. Get out of your pettiness. Stop talking about people. Stop lying on people. Stop gossiping with other people. Stop wanting to fit in so bad you're willing to do wrong things with wrong people just to be in a room. Stop it. I would rather be by myself in a right standing with God than hanging out with a bunch of disgruntled, angry people walking around broken and hurt and letting their infection rub off on me. It ain't happening. Remember, what you hold on to spews out of you. And people see your deeds, but God sees your heart. And at the end of the day, people are not going to get you into heaven. Your heart is going to get you into heaven. That good standing with a good, good Father. So some of y'all today need to repent. You need to repent. You need to repent. Repent for getting in your feelings and saying things that you know you should have never said. Repent. God is faithful to forgive. God's got spiritual amnesia, okay? Once you ask God to forgive you, he releases it. He never brings it up again. But you got to make sure that you are healing the areas on the inside of you that keep funking up your life. You got to ask God to expose the messiness in you so that you can get it out of you. God can't heal what you pretend ain't there. God can't heal what your self-righteous pride won't let him forgive or heal. All right? So today, do your part. I love you. Y'all, listen, I used to be messy, but God healed me. He gonna heal you too. Again, go to realtalkkim.com, y'all. Subscribe. Go download my app, my Real Talk Kim Go app at your Google Play Store, your Apple Store. It's free. Download it. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Real Talk Kim as well. My Facebook is Real Talk Kim. My Instagram, Real Talk Kim. Snapchat, Real Talk Kim. TikTok, Real Talk Kim. Podcast, Real Talk Kim. I'm Real Talk Kim all over the social media platforms. I love you tons. Thanks for doing life with me.